IPAs and range from Canadian wine to hockey sticks to cement. Carney says that violates the USMCA trade agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Earlier this year, Trump said he wouldn't renew that trade agreement. North Korea's foreign minister met with Russia's Vladimir Putin and vowed to further strengthen their alliance. This as Russia and North Korea are growing increasingly critical of the U.S. and its Asian allies. NPR's Se-Woon Gong has more from Seoul.
Foreign Minister Choi Son-hee said her country will continue to steadfastly support Russia, calling Putin the closest and dearest friend of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korean state media said the two countries discussed key international affairs of mutual interest and added they were aligned on all issues. North Korea has provided Russia with weapons and more than 14,000 troops for its war against Ukraine, according to Ukraine's military intelligence. In the meantime, North Korea has ignored Washington's calls for dialogue and fortified its border with South Korea. Russia's foreign ministry recently criticized South Korea for pursuing defense industrial cooperation with NATO. Se-Woon Gong, NPR News, Seoul.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org.
That's the Impresario Overture by Mozart on Kansas Public Radio, performed by the Staatskapelle Dresden, conducted by Hans Vonk. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre, filling in for Destiny on this Tuesday morning. We'll celebrate the morning coming up later, the Morning Symphony by Joseph Haydn. But for now, we'll hear a duo for two clarinets by C.P.E. Bach, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, the son of the great Johann Sebastian Bach. He was one of the first composers to give a prominent role to the clarinet as a solo and chamber music instrument. But Bach actually wrote this piece not for clarinets, but for the clarinet stop of a mechanical musical clock. It's the duo for two clarinets performed by the Fiati Contasto Con on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Isn't that lovely? The duo for two clarinets by C.P. E. Bach on Kansas Public Radio. That was performed by Fiati Contasto of Culm. We've got a piano sonata by Beethoven coming up, but first we'll hear Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 6, Le Matin, The Morning. More about that in just a minute. Coming up August 4th, it's primary election day in Kansas, with each party choosing its candidates for governor and the U.S. Senate. It's a crowded field, but you can hear the candidates in their own words. We asked them to tell you why you should vote for them. You can hear all of their responses now at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre filling in for Destiny on this warm Tuesday morning. Sunny skies today, lows in the lower 90s. Winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusts up to 20 miles per hour today. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a little cooler with highs in the mid-80s. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 80 degrees in Topeka. As promised, Beethoven's Le Matin, The Morning. It's the first of a trilogy that he wrote, written in 1761. Le Matin, Le Midi, and Le Soir, morning, noon, and evening. They were among the first works that he composed for his new employer, Prince Esterhazy. And some say that it was the prince himself who suggested the idea of depicting the times of day. This is Jesus Lopez Cobos conducting the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra in The Morning on Kansas Public Radio. Morning Symphony by Joseph Haydn, performed by the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. What a lovely way to start out our morning together. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre, filling in for Destiny on this Tuesday morning on Kansas Public Radio. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, promoting American folk music with the annual event in Lawrence's South Park. Open to the public, Sunday, August 23rd. Details at fidpick.org. And now the Piano Sonata No. 28 by Ludwig von Beethoven. It's called one of his most elusive sonatas. It seems to jump right into the theme as if we've missed the beginning. There's a very short first movement. The second movement is a march, and then the third movement, a very expressive adagio, then a finale. Beethoven dedicated this piano sonata to Baroness Dorothea Ertmann, described as a very fine pianist of her day. We'll hear it performed by another very fine pianist from Ireland. It's John O'Connor and Piano Sonata No. 28 by Beethoven on Kansas Public Radio. What an ending. That is Ludwig von Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 28, performed by Irish pianist John O'Connor on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the latest news from NPR. Then stay tuned for two more hours of classical music. We've got music about twins and siblings coming up in the next hour on KPR. Support for news on KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump wants to impose...
Sometimes we can figure out what's causing it, and sometimes we can't.
For now, regulators recommend avoiding the recalled Taylor Farms lettuce. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Lebanon's President Joseph Aoun meets with President Trump today in Washington. This as Lebanon and Israel continue to hold rare direct talks mediated by the U.S. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org. That's The Twin Brothers by Franz Schubert on Kansas Public Radio. It was a one-act singspiel about mistaken identity and a romantic triangle. Christian Benda conducting the Prague Sinfonia on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be sitting in for Destiny this morning. She'll be back tomorrow morning on KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 90s. Winds from the north 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusts up to 20 miles per hour. It's 81 in Lawrence, 82 in Overland Park, 81 degrees in Topeka. We've got a couple of pieces coming up from not twins, but a brother and sister. Felix Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony coming up at about 10:20 this morning. But before that, we'll hear three melodies for piano by his older sister, Fanny Mendelssohn. They also often referred to each other as twins, although they're actually several years separating them. This is Beatrix Rausch on the piano with three melodies for piano on Kansas Public Radio. That was Three Melodies for Piano from Fanny Mendelssohn, the older sister of Felix Mendelssohn, performed by Beatrix Rausch on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, online at Kansas Public Radio. We're featuring music of and about twins, brothers and sisters. Right now, a symphony number 3, the Scottish Symphony by Felix Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn was from Germany, but he loved the British Isles. And in 1829, he visited Scotland and the ruins of the Palace of Holyrood, home of Mary, Queen of Scots, where her friend and private secretary, David Rizzio, was murdered. And if you'll indulge me for just a minute, this is what Mendelssohn said about his visit there. "We went in the deep twilight to the Palace of Holyrood, where Queen Mary lived and loved. There's a little room to be seen there with a winding staircase leading up to it. This the murderers ascended, and finding Rizzio, drew him out. Three chambers away is a small corner where they killed him. Everything around is broken and moldering, and the bright sky shines in. I believe I found today in the old chapel the beginning of my Scottish symphony." This is the Scottish Symphony by Felix Mendelssohn, performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The Scottish Symphony by Felix Mendelssohn, performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Franz Welser-Most on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. For the rest of this hour, Claude Debussy's The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. It was written for piano, but we'll hear Albert Meyer's interpretation on the oboe. This piece is based on a poem by Le Comte de Lisle. "Sitting amidst the alfalfa in flower, who sings in the cool morning hour? It is the girl with the flaxen hair, the beauty with the cherry lips so fair." Well, it is not a cool morning hour here. It's very warm, but still, it's a great time to hear The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. Again, this is Albrecht Meyer's interpretation on the oboe. Academy of St. Martin in the Fields on Kansas Public Radio. Lovely. The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. Academy of St. Martin in the Field on Kansas Public Radio. That was Albrecht Meyer on oboe. Coming up, we've got the latest news from NPR coming up shortly on KPR.
For better or worse, summer always seems to throw everything off.
One, two, one, two.
People get into a different rhythm. But even when your schedule gets thrown, Morning Edition keeps the same hours.
Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there.
We're here for you every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Your local host, Matthew Algio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be sitting in for Destiny today. She'll be back tomorrow from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information is available at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Defense Department declined to charge Biden with wrongdoing, saying his age and faulty memory would be obstacles in any criminal case. The Heritage Foundation has been pushing for access to the tapes, and a federal appeals court has found there's a substantial public interest in the recordings. The appeals court in D.C. gave the former president until early August to pursue any additional legal steps. Biden had argued to release the tapes would violate his privacy. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes
from... The federal investigation continues today.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a program that monitors how and how much a person drives. Snapshot offers personalized rates based on their driving habits at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Starting out the hour with the Norwegian Rustic March from Edvard Grieg's Lyric Suite, performed by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Nema Järvi on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at the Lead Center in Lawrence today. Today is Tuesday, isn't it? Today, from 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. More details at reader.ku.edu/audioreader. Today is Tuesday. I'm thrilled to be sitting in for Destiny. I'm Kay McIntyre, glad to be bringing you another hour of classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up, it's The American Suite by Antonin Dvorak, performed by the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra. Not as well received in its time as some of other Dvorak's works, but it's getting a bit of a renaissance, originally written for piano and then orchestrated a little bit later. It's The American Suite by Dvorak on KPR. Piano Concerto No. 2 by Sergei Rachmaninoff on Kansas Public Radio. That was the New York Philharmonic under the direction of Leonard Bernstein. Gary Graffman on piano. And now, as promised, The American Suite by Antonin Dvorak on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. That was Antonin Dvorak's American Suite, performed by the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Dmitry Yablonsky on Kansas Public Radio. We'll have a look at the weather coming up in just a minute here on KPR.
Nursing is the largest healthcare profession in the U.S., and it's growing. But only around 1 in 8 nurses are men. Still, that's double what it was a few decades ago.
Will we ever be 100% gender neutral? I don't know that. Can we help move the needle a little faster? Sure, there's opportunities for that.
I'm Elsa Chang. One school's effort to draw more men into nursing. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 o'clock here on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. And from River Rat Print and Skate, screen printing and skateboard supply under one roof, located in North Lawrence at 806 North 2nd Street, with all the latest boards, safety gear, and more. Information at riverrat.ks.com. Sunny skies this afternoon and warm temperatures, highs in the lower 90s. Mostly sunny and a little cooler for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka. There's an extreme heat warning for our listeners down in Chanute, where it is 92 degrees. The time is 12:01.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh.